This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, operas, Dracula, Vlad the Impaler, the Vegetarian. Coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I got combat training from overseas. Now I'm the bouncer at the Chuck E. Cheese. I think I'd rather do a year in jail than another afternoon in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. We cater to a snot-nosed clientele in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Mama drives Chipper to the Chuck E. Mall, watches him waller in some plastic bowls. The band sucks and the pizza's cold, and you eat it with a slobbering four-year-old in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Puke with pepperoni still smells the same. You waste a paycheck on a video game. Lined up out the door like the Stones are in town. Ain't enough Chuck E. ass whippings to go around. Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Squalling youngins and a skee ball bell in Chuck E. Cheese hell. I did two tours of duty in Vietnam, fighting jungle rot and breathing napalm, but they couldn't torture me half as well as little birthday poops in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. I need a Chuck E. straight jacket and a padded cell after Chuck E. Cheese hell.
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Have you ever been to an opera?
No.
Either have I.
No, you have?
Oh,
yeah.
I have. Did you guys like it?
I enjoyed it a lot. I saw La Boheme with my dad. It was amazing.
Now, don't they give you like a booklet to follow along with?
They give you everything, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't speak Italian, it'd be
a
very
warm
hard.
Towel.
In do they? Give you earplugs so you don't have to listen to it?
Did you go to the Met? Is that
yeah,
how you
I went
saw
to the
it?
Met. Yeah.
Wow. Whoa, that would be incredible.
Did you like the opera you saw?
Or the Paris
it's,
opera?
Not necessarily my cup of tea. Either.
I went to one ballet, and it was Dracula, and so it was. I liked it. It was cool.
Yeah.
Dracula.
Yeah, I saw a Dracula ballet. I'd known the story well, so I didn't need anything to help follow.
As the girl was spinning around, did she get bit on the neck?
They would do these things with like red scarves, so when somebody was bit, the red scarf would flow out.
Nice.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Why didn't you yell, it's a red scarf, that's not blood? This is bull.
Interestingly enough, we have a couple stories that kind of fit in with you. You mentioned Dracula. Did you see this one about Vlad the Impaler?
Right.
Yeah. They think
inspired Bram Stoker's.
Right. But there was a real Vlad the Impaler, and they think he may have been a vegetarian. Have you seen this?
No.
Scientists have discovered that the prince of, how do you pronounce this, Wallachia, probably did not eat meat. That was...
That's where you have to put your steaks together.
The Wallachia place?
Wallachia.
You get the...
Oh, I see.
It's like, kill a vampire.
it's like IKEA, but it's for food. That's good.
It's a steak for a vampire. It's a steak.
Wooden steak.
The heart. I thought it was an IKEA joke.
It is. Sort of.
I think the confusion was we're talking vegetarian, so steaks.
I see. Yeah.
The whole thing was a colossal mess.
Yeah, it was an interruption of a...
Oh, it was a mess. I own that.
This is so... They got this from... This is really a stretch.
Not like this isn't a mess.
Right. No, they extracted and analyzed proteins from letters written by Vlad.
Sure.
And they say, based on that... DNA evidence, they think he was probably a vegetarian.
Did he write them in blood?
I don't know where would they get that? It says sweat extracting and analyzing oil. Proteins from letters.
Well, can't you be a vegetarian and still drink blood?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Especially back then, they were probably a little more lax.
I would think
so. When you're known as an impaler.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, you can't be a vegetarian and drink blood.
Why?
You can be a vegetarian and drink milk, so why can't you drink blood?
Absolutely.
Now, he's not a vegan.
Yeah, yeah.
Vegan's different.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Vegetarians allow, like, eggs and dairy products. But vegans, no dairy, no eggs.
You can't.
Can't what?
I'm not even going to go. You know where I'm going, don't you, Josh?
Certain times.
Yeah, just...
Honey, I'm vegan.
I'll wait in the Red River. I may not drink from it, but...
you get your Red Wings?
I have my Red Wings.
All right.
When you're a grown-up, you...
That's right.
You grown-up things.
That's right.
I think I can...
You put away childhood.
I can dispute this Vlad being a vegetarian very easily.
Oh,
you ever met a vegetarian who didn't tell you within the first 5 minutes you met them they were vegetarian? I'm serious.
But it could explain why he was so angry.
Yeah.
If I could only have a burger, I wouldn't be putting these heads on pikes.
Those bastards, they painted their castle white just to remind me of Sliders, those pricks. What kind of accent would he have?
I don't know.
I like that. That's not bad. That doesn't get you in trouble.
That was pathetic and all.
Dracula had rules. He couldn't come in your house unless he was invited.
Right.
Right.
You know?
He was a polite guy.
He always dressed very...
Very nice.
Dressed well.
Yeah, sure.
Very fashionable.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have another Dracula-related story today. Did you see this one?
A Minnesota woman says she may have the same rare garlic allergy that the real Count Dracula may have had.
Oh.
And by the way, I hate this woman already, and you're going to see why when she reads the next sentence.
Ms. Phoenix Nightingale.
I am out. Holy hell.
That's her government
Two
name?
Birds.
From acute... She has acute intermittent... Porphyria, rare metabolic disorder that is triggered by an allergy to sulfur, which can be found in garlic. The disorder causes symptoms like pain, migraines, constipation, and vomiting.
You know, that her name causes those things with me.
But she could also suffer a fatal attack if she ingests too much sulfur-containing foods or medications.
So
you don't even know this woman, Tom.
Her mom and dad was named Nightingale, and they called her Phoenix.
Apparently.
They named her Phoenix.
The 32-year-old told Jam Press, quote, "People call it the vampire disease, since those affected look pale, have receding teeth, need to avoid garlic, and stay out of the sun."
Mm.
Vlad the Impaler, who inspired Bram Stoker's novel, is also believed to have suffered from this disorder. So, yeah.
So he was a vegetarian but couldn't eat any garlic.
Right.
Okay. She calls herself Phoenix Nightingale. Josh, you want to weigh in on this? You think?
I think it's pretty.
Rise of the Phoenix, the wings of the Nightingale.
It's her name.
Someone take her to Olive Garden. That'll take her out.
What's wrong with Olive Garden?
A lot of garlic. Nothing's wrong with it. I'm just saying.
Man, I do have nice garlic.
Those breadsticks, man.
I'm grateful that I'm not allergic to garlic.
Me too.
I enjoy it. Salad and breadsticks, Olive Garden.
And Jess Hooker taught me something about garlic that I was unaware of, being a naive young man
yes.
who made my own meals. You don't, if you want to add garlic to something, you add that last. Like, you don't cook it with everything.
Garlic flavor, yeah.
Because I was making terrible, these dishes where I was like, the garlic isn't right on the, what's going on?
Yeah.
I should have been adding it last.
Yeah. You just want to steam it a little bit.
Yes. It cooks away.
Yeah.
No,
and then what do you do with the Olive Garden? What do you order? Every time you go, what do you order? What
I take the tour.
You take the tour.
Yeah, that is a good tour. That's a nice.
It's called the tour of Italy, Tom.
Oh, yes.
You got your lasagna. Yes.
Boom.
You got your fettuccine Alfredo.
Yes. Boom. And
a third delightful
thing.
I think it's a shrimp scampi, isn't it?
Thank you. It's chicken parm.
Nice. Yeah.
You take the tour, Tom, and all the salad and breadsticks you can eat, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Well, Dushina Nightingale can't do that because of the garlic.
Sheena's her sister.
If I was introduced to Phoenix Nightingale, I would just go, you know, I'm mindful of my wanting to leave.
Well, if your parents gave you that name.
If her parents gave her that name, they should be executed. She's probably just dripping with patchouli and bad ideas and talking about the horoscope.
You are judging someone even on
that's
just
right,
their
and
name?
That's why I'm a success.
And she's a vampire.
She's concerned about vampires and garlic.
Yes, sir.
She probably could go see the movie Goodfellas and collapse.
Oh, they were shaving the garlic in prison and it made me die.
It made me die.
Tom and I were in that. We all did this video in a test kitchen one time or something.
Mm-hmm. And, I remember
that. Tom held up these cloves of garlic and he goes, boy, I like to use these to keep the werewolves away. I go, Tom, that's for vampires. And Tom goes, no wonder it doesn't work.
Boom.
The man's cursed with being funny.
He's a funny guy.
He's doing bits in the kitchen.
He's doing time in the kitchen now.
I'm trying to see if there's a picture of Vampira Dushina, whatever her name is.
Vampira Dushina.
There's also a survey out there that reveals more than half of homeowners think the house they live in is haunted.
My gosh, more than half.
According to the poll of 1,000 homeowners conducted by Angie.com, 60% suspect the house might be haunted. Nearly 80% of respondents reported hearing spooky sounds at home, including unexplained sounds in the wall. Creaking floorboards.
You know what 90% of those are? HVAC.
Yeah. Your house settling.
All right.
Buzzing or flicking
the
lights.
The haunted furnace.
Buzzing or flickering lights, 25%. Unexplained footsteps. That's your kid coming home after curfew.
Yeah.
Sounds from an electrical appliance.
Oh, my.
Duh.
My.
What do you mean?
Wait a second, Dave. I hear a dildo.
Mama's in the bedroom. I hear a dildo
upstairs. It's,
it's the same thing. Your child coming home after curfew.
Yeah. Oh, darn. 65% of those polled have experienced unexplained phenomena in their home, like objects moving on their own.
My goodness.
65%?
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I'll catch something out of the corner of my eye every now and then. And I also will have, I'll smell something like almonds. No, like a perfume or something.
Oh. No kidding.
That's super creepy.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know the scent?
Yeah, it's my mom's. But I think
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I think it's a memory, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's really her.
Now, when you smell those things, do you feel an energy? Do you feel any sort of...
No, and that's the only trouble. Yeah, I should, right?
Yes, I would
feel
think so.
A hand on the back of your head?
Well, that would be familiar.
Smack in the hand.
That's right.
Does the smell of... what brand cigarettes did she smoke?
Viceroy.
Viceroy.
Yeah, and she wore White Shoulders perfume.
Mm. Oh, man.
Classic.
I know what that smells like.
That combination might
that
trigger.
That is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no stronger trigger for memories than smell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ace, do you think your house is haunted?
No.
No? Mm. No weird experiences?
Just hearing the cat run around upstairs when I'm downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
she's having a good time.
Now, do you remember the news story we had earlier this year? It was that your brain tries to make sounds make sense. And so when you, if you're in the woods and the wind is blowing, you'll sometimes think you hear words.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a natural function of your brain. And I'm glad I had that story because I was in my house a couple weeks ago by myself and I could have sworn I heard something.
Mm-hmm. Get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was probably saying something like, clean the pool. It's kind of an upscale ghost.
I bet you
an upscale job jar.
Are you stand around thinking, what can I clean right now? I should probably clean something.
I
You don't ever just.
I was an hour late for work today. I had to
sit down and
do a big cleanup thing.
And take a moment, do you?
I had a dog issue.
I've been in haunted houses. You can feel that they're haunted.
I agree. It's,
yeah.
The 60% seems a little high to me.
That does seem high.
I think I lived in one, maybe.
Your stories are really interesting.
Didn't
about
somebody
this.
Die in the house?
Yeah,
you were
a guy
in?
Hanged himself, is that you say?
Yes.
Yeah. He hanged himself on New Year's Eve there a couple of years before I moved in. And I would smell cinnamon at about 11:45 every other night or so. Jimmy and I'd go, who's cooking?
Well, there you go.
Very odd.
Very odd. Very, yeah.
And he had a cinnamon roll before he hanged himself?
I don't know why it was
fresh
cinnamon.
Fresh out of the oven.
Fresh out of the oven.
20% admitted.
You know what? If you had cinnamon rolls cooking, you'd really give... You would think twice about hanging yourself.
Yeah, that's a joyful thing.
Yeah, that would really take you out of any sort of...
I think so.
Yeah. I'm going to have a...
In fact, usually when you call those 800 NIMES numbers when you got the suicide hotline, they just tell you, go get some cinnamon.
Maybe he forgot the glaze and he was...
Maybe he had one of those nice hot ciders with a cinnamon stick in it.
That's true.
You're certainly not in a hanging mood.
No.
I have a question.
What?
It seems to me that ghosts primarily don't like living in apartments.
That was an apartment? Or was
it was a house.
Oh,
it
was a house.
I mean, because you don't hear about haunted apartments as much, do you?
No, you don't.
No, they're out there,
you don't.
Maybe ghosts just don't like sharing walls with other people.
They don't like the common wall. You're right.
20% of the people in our survey admitted to being afraid of certain areas in their homes. 60% said they would prefer not to be home alone.
Okay. Wow.
That's incredible. Over half of homeowners think unexplained footsteps are the spookiest sounds you can hear at home, followed by 40% who would feel unsettled to hear a toilet flush when no one was around.
That would be really odd because that takes power.
Yeah. But that happens, though.
But what?
Sure.
It flushes on its own?
But you'd be alarmed.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
You live in a house where the toilet flushes on its own.
Maybe the water builds
it
up.
It gurgles and goes back down. Yeah.
Have you ever been in the first bathroom here right down there? It does it all the time.
Well,
that's true.
Not really true.
It's gurgling.
What happens is the flusher gets stuck down.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so it's constantly flushing.
Yes.
Yeah. It didn't do that on its own.
No.
And I think mine's flushing at home, but when you're doing a load of laundry, the washer does something to the water and... It makes it sound like the toilet's flushing.
Well, first of all, do ghosts,
are they polite enough to go in the bathroom?
Do they have to go?
Right?
They do not have to go.
They don't know.
Let me get this straight about a ghost eating.
Yes.
When a ghost eats, do you see the stuff going down his throat and then see the food hanging in his stomach? The
ghost does not have to eat.
No. The ghost doesn't eat at all.
No.
And so that means he wouldn't have any excrement.
So there'd be no reason to flush.
Now, there can be ectoplasmic residue. Mm. But
that's the green stuff.
That sounds pseudoscientific.
Yeah, it's absolutely real and cataloged. So I would appreciate
by Bill Murray and Ghostbusters, both 1 and 2.
Now that they took some liberties with the ectoplasm in
it. Have you ever seen a ghost, Josh?
I have.
Where?
It was I was on a ghost tour. And
well, that's handy.
At Disney.
They have this place called the Haunted Mansion.
That was amazing.
Yeah. There are ghosts everywhere.
Right.
Singing heads.
Yes.
The first time I did that, it scared the death.
It's a great ride.
It is.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
You know who's in there is Tony the Tiger. He's one of the guys.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Yeah, one of the singers.
He does a lot of the voices.
People mistakenly for years thought it was Walt.
No, it's not Walt. Yeah.
Well, one of them looks like Walt.
Yeah, but it's Thurl Ravenscroft, absolutely. So you saw a ghost. Where were you?
It was an orb, yes. I saw an orb.
Could have been a reflection from a headlight.
Not at all. I'm telling you, I tried my best to debunk what I was seeing.
Where was it again?
It was at a haunted, called the McPike Mansion in Alton, Illinois, one of the most haunted towns, and... This place is very haunted, and we saw it appear at the top of the stairs, and it floated halfway down, and then it went up and...
Did it look like the head of the Chamber of Commerce?
It did not.
Were you scared?
Tour?
I was completely in awe.
Yeah. You weren't scared, though.
What about that haunted place that you visited in Salem? Is that what you were telling me about?
Yes. Now, I felt things, and I was completely petrified.
Because they warned you about going...
Had I seen something, I would have fainted.
Now, what about Toledo? Aren't you haunted by Toledo?
I am haunted by...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
ist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.